For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
All right, this week's parasha is parashas Vayishlach. Vayishlach is the eighth parasha of Chumash. And it talks about the eight kings. At the end of the parasha, we learn about the Shemayna Malachim, Shemalchul, Lefnei Malach, Melach, Lefnei Yisrael. There were eight kings that ruled in Edom before Bnei Yisrael ever had a king. And then when Bnei Yisrael had kings, Edom did not have a king. And this was to show the fulfillment of the Nevuah of Shem ben Noach to Rivka, they never rule at the same time. And at the same time that we had eight kings from Shaul to Yehoshaphat, Edom had no kings. During the eight kings of Edom, we had no kings. What is it about these eight kings that we read about in this parasha, the eighth parasha of Chumash? This parasha is the Shabbos really before Chanukah, because Chanukah, although it starts next Shabbos, Parashat Vayeshev, and the first Hadlaka, the first Neir, is Shabbos. Obviously, we're not allowed to light on Shabbos, so we have to light it on Friday. So this year, we have sort of like a nine-day Chanukah, because we begin lighting the first Neir, Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, Erev Chanukah, which is when Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, that's how we have to do it. So we sort of have a Tosefes to Chanukah. There's an addition to the Chanukah this year, being that the first day is Shabbos and we start earlier. So since we start on a Friday, really, according to this, this Shabbos, Vayishlach, which is the Shabbos before the days that follow, as the Zohar says, that Shabbos benches all the days of the week that follow, my name is Baruch and Kuli Yoimin, it comes out that this year Chanukah is being benched from Parshas Vayishlach, the eighth parsha. This parsha has in it many, many hints to Chanukah, and some we'll try to get to. At the beginning of the parasha, we read that Yaakov is humbling himself to Esav. Yaakov is working on a diplomatic solution, as we hear these days, rather than a military solution to the problem. And he's hoping that Esav's hatred will subside. And he sends messages to Esav, including gifts, where he sends Esav many animals, according to one opinion, 550, according to another opinion, 580. Depends on how you translate Gemalim Enikos Ubenehem Shloshim, where the Torah talks about the animals that Yaakov sends to Esav. He sends him goats and sheep and cows and donkeys. And by the camels, it's not clear exactly if there were 30 or 60, and that's why there are two opinions, whether he sent them 550 or 580. Or Chaim HaKadosh explains the 580, because 580 is Begamatria Seir. It's also equal to the word Tokef. The power, the Tokef of the Tumah, Yaakov sent him Tokef, Tov Kuf Pei, equal to the word Seir. Esav is Ish Soir, living in Eretz Seir, 580 animals. But according to the literal understanding of the Pesukim, it seems that there were only 550. The Balaturim writes that because Yaakov sent Esav 550 animals, later Klal Yisrael had to be makriv every year in the Beis Hamikdash 550 karbonis. And there's a cheshbon, if you count the additional karbonis that were brought on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, it equals to 550. The 550 karbonis that we had to be makriv b'zman shel Beis Hamikdash HaYakayim, which today we do with tefillah, is to rectify that which Yaakov sends the 550 animals to Esav. Tav Kuf Nun, 550. Tav Kuf Nun is the word tikein. Tikein means rectification. In other words, we have to rectify the 550 animals that Yaakov sent to Esav, and it was done in the form of the karbonis, and in our time, in the form of tefillah. So Yaakov Avinu, although he's trying to appease Esav, and as Chazal tell us, Maisa of Asim and Labanim, and Midrashim tell us, Rabbeinu HaKadosh and others learned from Yaakov in this parasha how he deals with Esav, how they dealt with the Romans. We see the Chazal frowned, the Chazal sort of chastised Yaakov for humbling himself too much to Esau. Another area where we see this is that Yaakov refers to Esau as Adoni 8 times. 8 times it says he calls Esau my master. Baal HaTurim brings this medrash down as well, that because Yaakov refers to Esau as Adoni 8 times, that's why there were 8 kings that ruled in Edom, Lifnei Melech Melech of Bnei Yisrael, that we read at the end of the parasha. We see the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end. The 8 kings that the Torah elaborates, interestingly enough, and the Torah talks about these 8 kings at the end of the parasha, the names, some of them, or the cities where they come from. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus, they talk about what these 8 kings are merames to. Obviously, there's a lot of Sisrei Torah here. The last of the 8 kings, his name was Hadar. Vayomaz Baal Chanon ben Achbor, Vayimloich Tachtov Hadar. He was the 8th king. And there were 8 kings in Edom that ruled before we ever had a king, because Yaakov humbled himself to Esav and Tzadoini 8 times. We also find that as a result, that Binyamin did not bow down to Esav. Binyamin did not humble himself to Esav. Binyamin wasn't born yet when this story takes place. Binyamin is first born later on in the parasha. In this parasha, Binyamin is born, and we now have the Yudbeis Shvatim. We have all the Shiftei Kah. The family of Klal Yisrael is now complete in Parshas Vayishlach. Binyamin, Benyamin, the one who's born in the Yamin, the one who's born in Eretz Yisrael, is now born. Binyamin, because he did not bow to Esav and did not humble himself to Esav, was zeicher that the Beis Hamikdash is built in his portion of land. As we read in the Berchas Yaakov and in the Berchas Moshe and Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, Yaakov says, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Baboike Yechal Ad V'lo Erev Yechal Yikshol, which refers to the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yidid Hashem Yishkoin Lo Vetach Olof, Choyfef Olof Kol Hayoim Uvein Kseif of Shochen, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Binyamin is zeicher that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of the land. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makom of Hishtachava. That's the place that we are mevatel ourselves. That's the place that we submit ourselves to Hashem totally. The only one, therefore, that is zeicher to have the Beis HaMikdash built in his portion of the land is the one who submitted himself to no one. And that was Binyamin, because Binyamin wasn't there when the Shvatim bowed to Esav. It was considered a negative act that they bowed to Esav. Whether we say they had no choice, they had to, but the fact is, it was being machnia, it was humbling themselves to a Rasha. Humbling themselves to the Tzad HaTumah, which should not have been done. And as a result of this humbling, later, Klal Yisrael has to go through the various Goliyos, including Churban Beis HaMikdash, which we see later in the story of the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, who dislocates the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov. He dislocates the hip, the bone, the hip from the socket, and because of that we do not eat the Gid Hanosha. And even though Yaakov Avinu was healed by Yisrach Lei Hashemesh, and it says Vayava Yaakov Sholem, and he was healed, Sholem Misrape Mitzilosa, as Rashi says, nevertheless, the fact that Yaakov's body was touched, the fact that Yaakov's body was affected, there was a sort of, even though it was a temporary defect, but there was a defect, the Svarim tell us as a result of that defect, Churban Beis HaMikdash takes place. The body of Yaakov Avinu is actually a mashal to the entire Klal Yisrael, and also to the Sfiros Elyonos. As we know, there are the Sfiros, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, and Hoid. Those are the 5 Sfiros that we say in the Davening, L'cho Hashem HaGedula V'HaGevura V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHoid, which the Gemara tells us in Brachas, what each of those 5 stand for. Gedula is Maaseh Bereishis, Teferes is Matan Torah, Netzach is Yerushalayim, Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash. The Svarim tell us that Yaakov's body represented all the Sfiros. His right hand, the Yamin, that's Chesed, his left hand is Gevura, the body is Teferes, Yaakov is really Teferes, and his right foot is Netzach, which is Yerushalayim, and his left foot is Hoid, which is the Beis HaMikdash. It was the feet of Yaakov that were affected here. That's why there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Gid HaNosha is only usher on the right leg or the left leg. Also, whichever, we're not sure exactly which leg was affected, were both legs affected, But whatever it is, the right leg, which is Netzach, that's Yerushalayim, and the left leg is the Beis HaMikdash, that's Hoyd. That's what was affected over here. And that's why later on in history there was the Churban of Yerushalayim and the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, we have the four fast days, beginning with Asara B'Teves till Tzayim Gedalia. Sam Sofer is Meramez this, and Al-Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid HaNosha. That the B'nai Yisrael do not eat from the Gid HaNosha, he says it's hinted in the word Es Gid, all the fast days. Es is Tisha of, the Gimel is Gimel Tishrei, which is Tzayim Gedalia, and the Yud is Asara B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, and the word Gid is equal to 17, that's the Shavas of the Thomas. So Al-Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid HaNosha. Even more, the Sfarim tell us, every Aveira represents another day of the year. There are 365 days, there are 365 Lavin. The Gid HaNosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, which is one of the days of the year, corresponds to Gid HaNosha, one of the Lavin in the Torah. Al-Kain Le'yechul B'nai Yisrael is Gid HaNosha. Gid HaNosha happens to be the ninth mitzvah. After the seven mitzvahs comes the mitzvah Bris Milah, which is mitzvah number 8. Gid HaNosha is mitzvah number 9. Tisha B'Av is the ninth day. The day of Churban, if not for the fact that the Malach was Bateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Kinoga B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid HaNosha, there would not have been a Churban. And therefore, as a result of this, there was a Churban, there was a Tisha B'Av. Gid HaNosha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov that is approaching, which this Shabbos is Mevorech, the following days of the week, which where Chanukah begins. Chanukah is a tikkun, Chanukah is rectification for the fact that Yaakov humbled himself before Esav and said Adoni 8 times. And as a result, we have the 8 kings ending with the 8th, which is Hadar. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. Chanukah is the Hadar of Kedusha. Chanukah is an extension of Sukkos. And on Sukkos, we take the pre-8th Hadar, the Esrog, the Minig. The halacha is to hold the esrog in the left hand, the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand, just as the ner Chanukah is on the left side of the doorway. And many have a custom to use the much, that's the material that they wrap the esrog in, they use that later on for the wicks of the Chanukah menorah. There's a connection. Chanukah is an extension of Sukkos. Sukkos is the Yom Tov of Yaakov Avinu. This week's parasha says, V'Yaakov nosa sukkos, v'ayivem le'boyus, v'lemeknehu osa sukkos, al-kein, kora shem ha-mokoim sukkos. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos, just as Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. Yosef was Yaakov's direct extension. Eva told us Yaakov Yosef. It says, whatever happened to Yosef, he's the one that Yaakov learns with. He looks like Yaakov Avinu. He goes through very similar situations in his life as Yaakov does. So Yaakov is Sukkos. What comes after Sukkos? Chanukah. What comes after Yaakov? Yosef. As we'll see in next week's parasha. Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav. Yosef is the rival of Esav. And as soon as Yosef is born, Yaakov is not afraid anymore of Esav. That's why when Yaakov says, Vahili Shor V'Achamor, the Medrash says, Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, because Yosef is compared to a Shor. As the Pasuk says, Bachor Shoyroi Hodor Loi. Again, the Torah uses the word Hodor, corresponding to the eighth king of Esav, known as Hadar. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Miloshon HaYosef, which means to add. Every night we add a candle. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we go into the boundaries of Esav, as we mentioned last time. In other words, we do not humble ourselves before Esav. We have pride on Chanukah. And there actually are two Yomim Tovim, where even though we still find ourselves in Golus, and these two Yomim Tovim were given to us during times of Golus, even Chanukah, as we'll see, are Chanukah and Purim. Purim, as we know, happened in Persia when the Jews were still loyal to Achashverosh, Akati Abdi the Achashverosh Anan, which is the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim. Nevertheless, on Purim, it says, Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtach, but Mordechai didn't bow to Esav. Mordechai did not humble himself to Esav, thus rectifying the humbling of Yaakov to Esav in this week's parasha. Chanukah, we go into the world of Esav, on the left side, below 10 Tfachim, on the outside, second half in a month. Chanukah extends into the month of Teves, which we know Teves is the month of Esav. Himlech Eis Ayin Beroiges, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Chanukah goes into the month of Esav, into the month of Teves. Teves is the month, the left side. Teves is V'gematria Mismoil, Chanukah Mismoil, Ner Chanukah Mismoil. These two Yomim Tovim are tikkunim for the humiliation, sort of, for the hachna'a that Yaakov is machnia himself to Esav in Parshas Vayishlach, saying Adoni 8 times, sending 550 animals. Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, the reason why we light them in the Neiros in an oifen of Peiches V'Hoylech, in decrease mode, is Keneged Parei HaChag. It's Keneged Karbonos. The Parei HaChag were sacrificed in decrease mode. Every night one less. Every day one less. 13, 12, 11, till the last Loshana Rabbah. Like the umayis that are poichas and v'hoilchin, connected to umayis ha'olam that are poichas and v'hoilchin. Although literally it refers to sukkahs, parei achag is sukkahs, which is another connection between Chanukah and sukkahs, that we light them in oil according to Beis Shammai in decrease mode, like the parei achag were sacrificed on sukkahs. And as the Gemara says, ner Chanukah l'mayla mechof amas psula kesukkah, and that we're not allowed to also lahartzais mois l'or haner, also l'shtamish l'or haner, just like the new yei sukkah, we're not allowed to use the decorations of the sukkah. Many similarities between Chanukah and Sukkot, and at the same time, Yaakov and Yosef, and that's why the Gemara inserts right in the middle there in the sugya of Chanukah, and all the Mefarshim ask, what's it doing there? The famous Chazal on the Pasuk, Mayim Ein Boi Avol, Reik Ein Boi Mayim, concerning the pit that Yosef was thrown in, it says it was empty and there was no water in it. If it was empty, we know there was no water in it. So Chazal tell us, Mayim Ein Bayav L'Choshim V'Akrabim Yeshbay. What's that doing in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah? Just because it's the same on the Omar who says the previous Memra. The connection is obvious because Chanukah is Yosef. Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, if we take a look in this week's parsha, does not humble himself before Esav as the others did. By all the others, it says that they approached Esav and they bowed. Leah and her children, it says, approached. The shvachos, the aldehan, the tishtachavena. The acha nigash Yosef v'rochel v'yishtachavu. It says Yosef before Rochel. By the others, it says the imoys before the children. Here it says Yosef before Rochel. Rashi tells us, what did Yosef do? He decided to block his mother from Esav's view. And from here, Yosef was zeicha to the bracha of Alei Oyin, Bein Poyros, Yosef, Bein Poyros, Alei Oyin. And on that pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Rashi tells us, not just that he blocked Esav's view, that Esav should not see Yosef HaTzadik, but Rashi says there, Oma Yosef, Rosho ze einoi ra, Shema yitain einov be'imi, yotzo lefaneho v'shirvev koimosoi l'chasoisa, he sort of stood up, stretched out his neck, his posture, he erected his posture in such a way to obscure her from view. So he wasn't really bowing to Esav. He certainly was not humbling himself the same way the rest were. Binyamin didn't bow at all. Yosef is definitely showing some sort of pride here. Yosef is sort of antagonizing Esav. Yosef is not humbling himself to Esav. Yosef is sitnei shel Esav. He should not be humbling himself to Esav. Yosef is Chanukah, and Esav was killed on Chanukah. As the B'nai Soscha tells us, Yaakov was nifter on Chanukah. Yaakov was nifter on Sukkot, which is his Yomtiv. And he was buried on Chanukah, and at the same time we know Esav's killed, and his head rolls into the Maris HaMachpelah. So Esav's Mapola is on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that we go into the boundary of Esav. The Ve'olu Moshiyim Bahar Tziyah and Lishpoit is Har Esav. Ve'hoysav HaShem HaMelucha, which is the last pasuk of this week's Haftarah. We get a taste of it on Chanukah. Yosef and Binyamin are intertwined. Besides that they are both children of the same father and the same mother, we see that their lives are intertwined. Yosef is called Yosef al Shem Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher, that Rachel asks that the next child be given to her. The Bein Acher, which is Binyamin, should be hers. The only name of all the names of the Shvatim, which is a tefillah, is the name of Yosef. And what's the tefillah? That the next child, which is Binyamin, should be also born to Rachel. So in Yosef's name, you already have Binyamin. Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher. What about Binyamin? In Binyamin's children, Binyamin had 10 children. Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Geira, Naaman, Echi, Roish, Mupim, Chupim, Org. Every single one of his 10 children, he named after Yosef. As Rashi enumerates in Parshas Miketz, when Yosef meets Binyamin for the first time after the 22 years that they were separated, and he asks him the names of his children, he tells him the 10 names, and he explains each name has to do with something with Yosef HaTzadik. Bel Avad, he was swallowed up among the nations. Becher, he's the Bechor to my mother. Ashbel, Sheshva Oikel, he was captured. Geira, he had, this guy of Achsanya, he had to live as a stranger in a foreign country. Naaman, that he was very sweet. Noyim B'yoysa. Mupim, he learned Torah from my father's mouth. Chupim, I didn't see his chupim, he didn't see my chupim. Ord, he went down to Mitzrayim. Every name of Binyamin's children was named after Yosef, a reminder of Yosef. Yosef and Binyamin are one. And the two of them don't humble themselves before Esav. The two of them, through the two of them, we have Purim and Chanukah. We have Purim from Binyamin, Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin. Velo Erev Yechalek Sholol, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayechi, which is the bracha of Yaakov to Binyamin, refers to Purim. Velo Erev Yechalek Sholol. It also refers to Chanukah. Velo Erev, in the Yom Tov, which begins in the time of Erev, Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we have to observe it at night time. Yechalek Sholol. We divide the spoils of the Yevonim, the spoils of the powers of evil. We go into the world of Esav, Sdei Edoim, Sholol is Begmatria Sdei Edoim. Yosef and Binyamin are further intertwined, as we see in our parasha too, that right before Binyamin is born, after Hashem tells Yaakov that there's another child coming, and you're going to have another child, Yaakov pours wine and oil. He's preparing for Purim and Chanukah. He pours wine. Vayasech oleho nesech. Bigamatria ha-Purim. Vayitzoik oleho shomen. He pours oil. The words vayitzoik oleho shomen are equal to the word Chanukah 8 times. You have Purim and Chanukah in one pasuk. You have oil and wine. Yaakov is preparing for the future Purim and Chanukah because Binyamin is coming. Binyamin represents Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is the Chodesh of Binyamin. So not only is Binyamin Purim, because Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin, Binyamin is Chanukah too, because Chanukah begins in the month of Binyamin. Chanukah begins in the month of Kislev. The one who never bowed to Esav, the one who the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of land. The Chanukah miracle occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing was that it was different than the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was similar to the third. In the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina rested. Not in the time of the second. The first 214 years, the Jews were under Persian and Greek rule. So it was Golus. And even though we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was Golus. The Gemara says in Yuma, there were five things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash, including the Urim V'Tumim and the Shechina. And even after the Nes of Chanukah, and yes, Chazra Malchus of Yisrael for 103 years, came the Malchus of Hurdus, the second Beis HaMikdash lacked that freedom that they had in the time of the first, and certainly it didn't have the freedom that we're going to have in the time of the third, except during the Nes of Chanukah. Chanukah was a He'orah of the Yemos HaMashiach. Chanukah was the He'orah of the world of eight. Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Mahadrin, and Mahadrin is a tikkun for the Shmoyna Melachim Shemolchu Be'edoim Lefnei Melach Melech Levnei Yisrael, ending with Hadar, with the eighth king, which is Hadar. That's the Hidur of Le'umazah, the Hidur of Tumah. Chanukah is the Mahajim and Amahajim of Kedusha. Chanukah, which is the last Yom Tov, just as Binyamin is the last of the Shvatim. And Binyamin, together with Yosef, that's Purim and Chanukah, these two Yomim Tovim, rectification for that which Yaakov humbles himself before Esav in this week's parasha, the eight times Adoni, the 550 Karbonas. And that's why after the story of the Gid Hanasha, which incidentally, the fifth Yom Tov is Chanukah. Chanukah is the fifth Yom Tov that was given to Klal Yisrael. There's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Purim, and Chanukah. Chanukah is Hoyd. Hoyd is the Beis HaMikdash. Hoyd is the fifth sphere, the left leg. That's why Chanukah is on the left side. The Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Kaf Yerech Yaakov is the Gematry of Ahadlik Ner Chanukah. Kaf is the same letters as Pach, Pach Shemen. Kaf Yerech is Begamatria Purim. It's either Purim or Chanukah. These, the two Kaf Yerech Yaakovs, whether it's the left or the right, they were they were defected. There was a temporary limping that took place over here. As the pasuk says, "V'hutzay le'ah al yerecha," he was limping on his thigh, which incidentally, the words "V'hutzay le'ah al yerecha" are equal to 550. Connected to 550 karbanis, 550 animals that Esav, that Yaakov sends to Esav, and as a result of that, "V'hutzay le'ah al yerecha." Chanukah is the tikkun for that. Chanukah and Purim. Because in these two Yamim Tovim, we're not afraid of Esav. In these two Yamim Tovim, there's the Be'olam HaShem, we have a taste of the Be'olam HaShem Behar Tziyah and Lishbet Tzhar Esav, Ha'isal HaShem HaMelucha, which is the last pasuk of this week's Haftorah. The Nevuah of Avadia, who is the Ger Adoimi, who prophesies about the downfall of Esav. He comes from Esav, and that's his prophecy, is the downfall of Edoim, the downfall of Esav. We read this in this Haftorah, where we also read the famous pasuk of Ahoya Beis Yaakov Eish, who base Yosef Lehova, who base Esav Lakash. Yaakov is compared to Eish. Yosef is the Lehova. The Eish needs the Lehova in order to be able to consume Esav, which was compared to Kash. Esav, this, which is compared to straw, is burnt, is ignited by the Eish of Yaakov together with the Lehova of Yosef. That's Sukkos and Chanukah. Sukkos connected to the Parei HaChag. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah, especially that according to the Bnei Yisoscha, Esav dies on Chanukah, Esav is killed on Chanukah, the Mapala of Esav is on Chanukah, the Mapala of Yovan is on Chanukah, and in the Nigan that we sing before the Hadlaka of Moiz Tzur, you have the Mapala of all the Umas Ha'olam mentioned, the Christ Chaimas Barosh, including Haman, Chasev Zerah Kodshecha, the Korev Ketzah Yeshua, the Chei Adlein, the Tzel Tzalmai. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Mapala of the Umas Ha'olam. And not only of the Umay Sa'ayla, but also the Mapala of the Moridim among Klal Yisrael, the Misyavnim, those who joined the Yavanim at that time, the Zaydim, as we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, Tmeyim B'yad Tehoirim, Roshoyim B'yad Tzadikim, the Zaydim B'yad Oizkei Sarazech HaZaydim refers to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, unfortunately, who joined with the Yavanim. After the Maisa with the Gid HaNosha, and the Pasuk says, Vayizrach Loi HaShemesh, Loi Lamedvav, Lamedvav Neiris Chanukah, the sun shines. The sun shines prematurely in the middle of the night. Chanukah is the yom tov that occurs in the middle of the night. We have the bright or we have the bright or of Chanukah, the bright or of Mashiach, smack in the middle of the night, in the middle of a golus. And then, even though it was the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but it was a golus Beis Hamikdash under the rule of Paras and Yavan. After Yaakov returns, the pasuk says, "Vayava Yaakov Sholem." Yaakov returns complete. Yaakov comes complete. Ir Shechem. A remnant to the fact that if the Golus, Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus. Vayava Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem is b'gematria uvolatziyah in goyel l'shavitesh b'yaakov. And Rashi tells us that Sholem was in three ways. Sholem b'gufay, his body was totally healed. Shenesrape mitzilosay. Sholem b'mamoynay, sholei choser kulam mikolay sehadoyroy. Even though he had to give away 550 animals, miraculously when he came back, he had all the animals. It was like the Ner of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, that every time they spilled oil, it just didn't get used up. Yaakov gave away animals, and he still had that amount of animals. That's the Ner of Chanukah. Sholem b'toy rosle, Rashi says, Sholei shokach talmudai b'beis lovan. He did not forget his learning, b'beis lovan. The Yevonim wanted lahashkicham Torah. The Yevonim, the goal of the Yevonim was to make the Eden forget the Torah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Shemen Zayis. Shemen Zayis, the Gemara says, is a schooler for the Zikaron. So the three ways that Yaakov finds himself that enters Eretz Yisrael, Sholem begufesh and Esrapei mitzilosoi, which we know that the eighth bracha of Shemayin Esrei is Refa'enu, Refua b'shminis. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Refua Sholema. Refua Sholema is begematria Oyer Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will bring with him a Refua Sholema to the world, to the sickness of Golus. That's why Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov is begematria Refua Sholema. Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov is begematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. Yaakov returns Sholem complete. He's healed. Nisrape Mitzilosa, he's no longer limping. Chanukah, there's a Refua. Chanukah, we get a taste of the Olam of Mashiach, in which there will be a Refuah Sholem for Klal Yisrael. Vayava Yaakov Sholem. we come back with the Talmudai biyodai. Klal Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael with their Torah, with the Limud HaTorah. The Torah is not forgotten. Ki lo yishachach mipi zarei. The Torah will never be forgotten. Chanukah proved that. The Yevonim wanted lahashkicham Torah secha. We were zeicha to an even greater revelation of Torah Shabbal Peh on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Pach Shemen brought with it new revelations, a never-ending revelations of Torah Shabbal Peh and Seudas HaTorah that came with it. And that's why right after this, Shimon and Levi perform a Nes of Chanukah here with the story of Dina. Shimon and Levi are two people, two individuals, just becoming Bar Mitzvah, who entered the town of Shechem, wiping out the entire male population. It was Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biyad Tehoirim, Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim, literally. Shimon Velevi is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. What Shimon and Levi did here was a Poel Demyoini of the future Neis Chanukah, by Yavoyel Al Ho'ir Betach, by Yahagu Kol Zohar. The Anshei Shechem wanted to do the same thing the Yevonim wanted to do. The Yevonim, Nichnus Leheichol, Timu Kol Ashmanim. The Yevonim wanted that the Bnei Yisrael should join with them and become one nation. They should assimilate. What does it say here? The Pasuk says, Lihiyos Am Echot, Ho Anoshim Ho Eile Shleimim Heimiton, Uviyesh Vaboris, Vaboris Hine Rach Batsulayim Lefneihem, The Anshei Shechem wanted to become an Am Echad with Klal Yisrael. And Shimon and Levi weren't fooling them when Shimon and Levi told them to have a bris. Shimon and Levi said to them, if you could be like us and have a bris mila, then we'll join with you. But the thing is, they can't be like us. Because if a guy has a bris, if a guy performs bris mila, all it is, if he's not becoming a ger, it's just an operation, it's not a bris. Rashi says, lehimoy lihiyois nimol, to remain a circumcised person, to remain a nimol. That's only a yid. A yid is a nimol his entire life. Imti yuchamainu lehimoy lechem kol zachar. Yeah, then you can join with us. Just to cut yourself and draw blood, that's not going to make you an Am Echad with us. And we, as we know, one of the three main mitzvahs that the Yevonim fought against was Bris Mila. Chodesh Shabbos Mila. Rosh Chodesh, which is given to Klal Yisrael, Chodesh is Elohim, Shabbos, which is the Ois Bris Bein Yehu Bein Echem, and Bris Mila, which is the Ois Bris. These are the signs. This is what differentiates us, what makes us distinct and unique from all the nations of the world. That's what the Yevonim fought against, because they wanted that we should join with them, we should become one with them, we should not be separate. That's why the Nes happened with Shemen. Shemen is the oil that does not mix with the other liquids, it rises to the top. And that's why right after this story, and Shimon and Levi succeed in wiping out Shechem and rescuing Dina, just as Klal Yisrael is the Ma'at Mikol Ha'am, just like Dina, the one individual, she represents Klal Yisrael being raped and pillaged by the Umay Sa'olam, which is what happened to Dina, and Shimon and Levi rescued Dina, just as the Maccabees, the Chashmainoim, rescued Klal Yisrael, and rescued the Pach Shemen, the one little jug of oil that wasn't touched, that they weren't able to touch. And Yaakov says to his family after this, Hasiru es Elohei ha-Nechor asher b'soichichem v'hitaharu, purify yourselves. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tahara. The Yevonim timu kol ashmanim. The Yevonim wanted to contaminate Klal Yisrael. We were zeicha on Chanukah to the nes of the Pach Shemen, which was a Pach Shemen Tohar, which wasn't touched, which did not come in contact with any Tumah at all. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tahara. Tahara, purity. Klal Yisrael is a pure nation. And right after this, Yaakov pours the oil. Vayitzak Oleh HaShomer. Because Chanukah is now ready to be revealed. The nes of Chanukah is ready to be revealed here. Binyamin is born. We have Chodesh Kislev. We have the Beis HaMikdash. We have Matisyahu. Matisyahu is Begematria Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we are zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash in our own private homes. Chanukah is the Yom Tov when every Yid who lights the menorah in his house is like the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And here we see how all the different details in this week's parasha are related to Chanukah. The fact that Yaakov says Adoni 8 times, the fact that Edom rules with 8 kings, ending with the king named Hadar, before Klal Yisrael, as an Einish for that which Yaakov humbles himself before Esav. The fact that Yaakov sends the 550 animals to Esav. All this is rectified on Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Eight. The Yom Tov that is so powerful that it has the ability to be mesakein even the lowest neshamas that were affected by Esav. As the Baal Shem Tov's Einikol, the Rav Baruch Memezhevich, whose Yahrzeit is this coming Shabbos, Chai Kislev, writes, we say, B'mei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan Koyen Gadol. Why do we mention his father? We don't say it on Purim. On Purim we don't say B'mei Mordechai ben Yoir. Why do we say B'mei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan? So he says, this Yoichanan was the Yoichanan Koyen Gadol, Shashima Ish Pekuna Gadoilu, L'Besoif Nasa Tzeduki. This is the Yoichanan Koyen Gadol, for 80 years was a Tzaddik, and then he became a Tzeduki, he became a Koyfer in Torah Shebaal Peh. And one of the things we know that the Tzedukim fought against was the way we are makter the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The Tzedukim, they don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh says that the Kohen Gadol has to be makter the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not outside. They did it outside. They felt it wasn't the proper respect to do it inside. You don't serve in front of a king. You don't make the food in front of him. You bring him when the food is ready made. So they felt the Ketores has to be done by chutz, but they were wrong. That's why the Mishnah says in Yuma they used to have to make the Kohen Gadol swear because they weren't sure in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash whether he was a Tzeduki or not. They had to make him swear that he's not going to be Mishana from what it says in Torah Shebaal Peh. And being that Yoichanan Kohen Gadol became a Tzeduki, Lebesoif Yomav, and was Mesakin the Ketores Bachutz, his son Matis Yohu, through him we have the Nes of Chanukah where the mitzvah is Lahadlik Haner al Pesach Beisami Bachutz, to be Mesakin that which his father brought the Ketores Bachutz. Meaning that Chanukah is so powerful that it's even a tikkun for the Mordim, it's a tikkun even for those who are rebellious. For those who gave up all the Torah and mitzvahs that they had their whole life, you would think such a person there's no tikkun for, like Yoichanan. That's why we say, B'mei Matis Yehu ben Yoichanan. Chanukah is mesaken even those who are like Yoichanan, who strayed away from the Torah. And even those who joined the Tzedukim, there's a tikkun for them as well. The Tzedukim disagreed with the mitzvahs the Rabbanan, with the enactments of the Chachamim. Chanukah is a mitzvah mid Rabbanan. Chanukah, we see how important the Rabbanans are. Because mid-Oraisa, there was nothing wrong with using the Shemen. There was nothing wrong with using the Shemen that the Yevonim were Metami. It wasn't Tami mid-Oraisa. The fact that they had to search for a Pach Shemen, and the fact that Hashem made the Nes, that a Pach Shemen was found deep under the ground, that it wasn't touched, so that even the Tumim mid Rabbanan wouldn't affect, it shows the importance of keeping to the Rabbanans. Chanukah was the last mitzvah of the Rabbanan that we ever received. And the Gemara says, where do we know that the Heichan Sivanu, the bracha that we say, Hashem Kedushanu B'Mislaisiv Sivanu, where do we know it from? From the mitzvah of Lo Yisosur, which is the mitzvah of not deviating from that which the Chachamim tell us. Chanukah is the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. And in that koyach, we're able to combat Esav and all the koyches HaTumah that join him. And we should be zeichet to what we read in this week's Haftarah of Olam Hashem Behar Tzion Lishpatas Har Esav Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha, and we should be zeichet to a great Chanukah. Every Chanukah becomes more powerful than the one before, being that the Choshech HaGolus, the Choshech, which is Choshech Zu Yavan, the Choshech Al Penei Sahayim, the Choshech of Golus gets darker every year as we get closer to Mashiach. The Oyer of Chanukah, which is to combat that Choshech, gets brighter every year. The Choshech Al Penei Sahayim is Begamatri of Yikhu Elech Hashem and Zay Zach. We should be zeichet to the Oyrei Shomelech HaMashiach, and that which we get a taste of on Chanukah, we should be zeichet to permanently to the Oyrei of Mashiach, and to be able to go into the boundary of Esav, Olam Hashem V'Hartzion Lishpatas Har Esav, Oysel HaShem HaMelucha, and may it be Mietzah Hashem, this Chanukah we should be zeichet to be in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and watch Aaron Kohen Gadol light the Neiros there.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.